Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading this morning from Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text Number 34, which is the activities of the Prajetas. These are prayer activities. Tulayama Devenapi Nasvargam Napunar Bhavam Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Martyanam Kim Utashishaha Tulayama Devenapi Nasvargam Napunar Bhavam Bhagavat Sangi Sangasya Martyanam Kim Utashishaha. Translation: even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets, or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, pretty much everybody, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The great saint Prabodhananda Saraswati, a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, has said, Kaivalyam narakayate tridasha pur akasha pushpayate. For a pure devotee, Kaivalya, merging into the existence of Brahman, the Brahman effulgence, is no better than living in hell. Like, it's worse. Similarly, he considers, promotion to heavenly planets, Tridasha Pur, just another kind of phantasmagoria. In other words, a pure devotee does not place much value in the destination of Karmis, the heavenly planets, or in the destination of the Gyanis, merging into the Brahman effulgence. A pure devotee considers a moment's association with another pure devotee to be far superior to residing in a heavenly planet or merging into the Brahman effulgence. The topmost benediction for those who are living in this material world and are subjected to the repetition of birth and death, transmigration in association, is association with pure devotees. One should search out such pure devotees and remain with them. That will make one completely happy, even though living within this material world. This Krishna consciousness movement is started for that purpose. A person who is overly affected materially may take advantage of this movement and become intimately associated with it. In this way, the confused and frustrated inhabitants of this material world may find the highest happiness in association with devotees. End of purport. Nice verse. Tuliyama lavenapi nasvargam napunar bhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashishaha. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to the heavenly planets or even merging into the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. This verse includes several of the primary themes of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. One of the primary themes of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam starts in the first canto with Maharaj Pariksit having 7 days left before he gives up his body. And his principal question to Shukadev was, what's the duty of a person who's about to die? And for that matter, what's the primary duty of all citizens? Because he was the king, and being king, he's concerned with the praja, the citizens, those who have taken birth in his kingdom are the praja. And he's the prajapati. He's the protector of the praja. So he's asking on his, not just on his own behalf, he's asking on behalf of those who he was giving protection to. And when he gets the opportunity to get the association of the pure devotee, Shukadeva Goswami, this is his first question. And it's repeated again here in the form of a praise about the value of even a moment's association with a pure devotee. One of our favorite verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, favorite because Prabhupada would quote it so often. Sarvasanga, Sarvasanga, Sarvasiddhihoi, whoops, Sarvashastrikoi. Lava mantra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. And even if you don't speak Bengali, it's easy to understand. Sadhu sangha. 3 times. We know what that means. Absolute emphasis. Absolute emphasis. Just like Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama. Eva, Kevalam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva. Nastyeva, na asti eva. There's certainly nothing else. There's certainly nothing else. There's certainly nothing else. Absolute emphasis. So, absolute emphasis on what is the duty of someone who has this material body. Because we're investing so much in that which is temporary, and what about that which is eternal? The whole of the Vedic process, even the non-Vaishnava, but Vedic processes are to turn our attention to the eternal. Let's go through it. The yoga ladder thing. Because some people ask, if all there is surrender to Krishna, why say anything else? Well, because some people don't want to surrender to Krishna. In fact, everyone that's taken birth in this material world is here because of that reason. No. I want to enjoy. Okay. You want to enjoy. It's suffering. But I want to enjoy. It's okay. Here's a program where you can piously enjoy. Follow the codes of Dharma and perform various rituals where your program is you want to enjoy, but you have to recognize some authority who is going to dispense that which is going to bring you your material, so-called phantasmagoria enjoyment. You have to build in. You have to recognize the connection of the Vedas and the Brahmanas and ultimately the Bhokta of that sacrifice. So it uplifts one from the bodily conception and the fruitive desires to thinking beyond one's own capacity, the kartaham iti manyate program that everybody's on. You're depending upon higher authority, descending through the Vedas and through, of necessity, qualified brahmanas to perform. So that association with the brahmanas and contact with, because contact with the Vedas means contact with Narayana, because the Vedas are emanations from Narayana. And slowly, slowly, one becomes uplifted. Slowly, that's okay. Slowly is nice. Slowly, uplifted. To the point where one starts to consider, I'm preparing for my well-being in this life and my well-being in the next life. The next life. That means I continue to exist beyond this life. Maybe I should start thinking of that which is eternal, which lives beyond the temporary. And then Jnana Kanda kicks in. So I start to search out what's the soul? What is that which is eternal? Not only there's the eternal soul, but there's the supreme soul above all souls. And slowly, slowly, lifetimes. There's lots of detours. People get lost. They may not have their GPS set up properly. And they go in the wrong direction and get lost. But bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam maprapadyate. So that's there for those who are very fortunate. And because those who are very fortunate, after many, many births and deaths, that's where they end up anyway, just surrender to Krishna. For those that were going, they surrender to Krishna. If they go through the gradual, ever so gradual program, eventually come to that position. So the most, in the last word is, in the verse is, ashisha. Ashisha means benediction. And utta, ashisha, is topmost benediction. And the topmost benediction for those who martyanam, that's us. Those that have the body that took birth and is going to die. Souls that are embodied. And we are embodied because we have this Ishwara Bhav. We want to be enjoyers of Prakriti. The greatest benediction for those folks, for us, is Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya. But it's not a mistake. It's not like just nice alliteration. Sanghi Sanghasya sounds nice, but it's the Lord and his associates and getting the association of the Lord and his associates. Because you get the association of the devotees of the Lord, you get the association of the Lord. You get the association of the Lord through the association of his devotees. Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya, greatest benediction. Greatest benediction. So now we'll go to the other. Na svargam na punar bhavam. That surpasses, it's not even comparable. It can't even be compared. Because it's just on another platform altogether. The platform of heavenly pleasure. It's material. It's phantasmagoria. What's phantasmagoria? Pushpa. Akash, flowers in the sky. Anybody seen flowers in the sky? It's an imagination. Flowers in the sky. Or another one, I don't know what it is in Sanskrit, horse eggs. There's eggs, and there's horses. But is there such a thing as horse eggs? Somebody aspires for horse eggs? It's phantasmagoria. And svarga, from the perspective, from the Bhagavad perspective, it's phantasmagoria. And Prabodhananda Saraswati is dismissing it. Tridashapur Akasha Pushpayate. No interest. It says there's no interest. In Mayapur, the Bhakti Marg Swami, maybe you don't know him here, he's our GBC member in Canada, but his real thing is, he pretends to be a GBC in Canada, but his real thing is he's a dramatic actor and playwright and inspirational person. So we've formed these committees that are attempting to establish things that are very valuable, bring devotees from all over the world together who are really good at this, that, or the other thing. So what he's really good at is drama. So they've formed a committee of people that are dramatically or artistically, the arts, the performing arts committee. He's the chairman, GBC, of performing arts. So he, every year, he skips out of our meetings so he can go, you know, take care, organize a drama that different devotees participate in. And within short time, he's got a super excellent drama. So this year, the name of the drama was The Three Lives of Bharat. And one of the scenes is Bharat Maharaj, after completing his reign as king and turns over his kingdom to his sons, then he goes to Pulaha Ashram and he's sitting and thoughts of his past enjoyment. So there's two dasis that are dancing and like luring him. And then, you know, he takes his stick and it was Judd Bharat at that stage. Hits the stick on the stage. And they go away. And then he stands up and says, no. The artistic form is to say, those thoughts may come into the mind, but the mind, by attraction to Krishna, says no. And there's a certain stage where those thoughts don't even come into the mind. We have this nice Bilva Mangala Thakur verse where he says, when I'm so satisfied in my position of loving service to the personality of Godhead, the young cowherd boy playing upon his flute with very beautiful eyes. I'm so enchanted by that young, charming Govinda, Gopal, that when previous thoughts of my past activity involving sex life come into the mind, I spit on the thought. But how many people are chasing after that? A lot of people are chasing after that. It's very marketable. It's shamelessly marketable. Like, a comment is, it's even more gross here in India than it is in America in certain ways. Like the billboards for movies. It's not just suggestive, it's gross. Big billboards in your face. I mean, poor Jamil. Very gross. Because people are after it and it churns their material desire and people go to watch those Bollywood movies by the zillions and get all revved up for material enjoyment. So I'll stop there and I'll leave the rest to your imagination. I won't dwell on it. But for Bilva Mangala Thakur and for Prabodhananda Saraswati and for the Prajetas, disgusting. Like, insignificant. Phantasmagoria. It can't even be compared. So for one who has not had that experience of that loving, charming Govinda enchanting one's heart and mind, it's a struggle perhaps. Maybe one is firm in that struggle, but perhaps it's a struggle. But when that stage is attained where the loving association of the personality of Godhead is accessible, can't compare to the greatest happiness in the heavenly planets. And how do you access that? Pure devotees. Therefore, the greatest utashishaha, the greatest benediction. And as far as merging into the Brahman effulgence is concerned, hellish. So many people think in the world today, so many people think spirituality means it's all one. Haven't we heard that? I mean, you must have heard it because it's all over the world. Not just in India. It's all over the world. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasthityadi Sitarini. The Western world, which is filled with impersonalism and voidism. And where did it start? Right here. You exported it to the whole world. And people bought it. But from the position of one who has attraction for the personality of Godhead, loving attraction, hellish. Why hellish? No service. No service? What's life with no service? It's not life. It's like, okay, I volunteer. Put me in a straitjacket. You know what a straitjacket is? When people are put in jail and they're like really violent, they put them in this long jacket, like with sleeves that tie them up like this. They can't, like, you know, do anything. And they're bound. Not just with ropes, it's just like long sleeves. They can't move. They can wiggle their fingers, but that's it. They can't move. And gagged and blindfolded and with, you know, you can't see, you can't hear, you can't move. I volunteer. Who's going to volunteer for that? But that's what merging is. Your individuality is suspended. No service. But it's the constitutional position of the soul. And you can't do it. What's that? It's hellish. Hellish. And it's not permanent, but it feels like impermanent when you're in that situation. They'll so throw you in a padded cell, in a straitjacket, bound and gagged and blindfolded. How long can you do that? It's hellish. Let me out of here. Okay, but you're going to have to suffer.
This is suffering. Let me out of here. It's hellish.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya spoke like that. Vyasadeva made a mistake. Vyasadeva didn't make any mistake, but he was like, Vyasadeva made a mistake. Mukti pade swadaya bhak. Because when you use mukti pade, people think of merging mukti, becoming one. Then between these, there's two types of merging. You can merge with the effulgence of the Supreme and you can merge with the body of the Supreme. Out of the two, merging with the body of the Supreme is more hellish. Because there's the form and I want to merge with the body of the form of the Supreme. Hellish. What a mentality. Lord Chaitanya said, there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it's okay. Because mukti can only be given by the personality of Godhead. So you want to make it bhakti pade, but because it refers clearly to the personality of Godhead. But the giver of bhakti is also the giver of mukti. So it's not wrong. What Vyasadeva wrote was not wrong. It was right. Well, all right. But he still should have said bhakti pade. Oh, Sarvabhauma, you have become such a wonderful devotee that you can't even bear to hear the word mukti. It's just like you cringe. But your whole life before was just chasing after mukti. But now because you're a devotee, oh, mukti. Because you just want Krishna. Those who want Krishna, Bhagavat Sanghi, Sanghasya, it comes from the association of one who has bhakti. One who has bhakti has Krishna. And bhakta can give bhakti, and with giving bhakti can give Krishna. This principle, so I began by saying this verse is enshrining several of the important principles that are themes of the whole Bhagavatam. There's another very nice section in Lord Kapila Dev's teachings to Devahuti that's called Sadhu Sangastaka. Did you know that? Sadhu Sangha Ashtaka. There's eight prayers or eight verses, slokas. And those of you that are very assiduous note takers, you can note them down. I'm going to tell you what they are. In fact, we're going to read them. Canto 3, chapter 25, texts 20 through 27. I'm going to be giving a 5-day seminar on that topic this year in America. Sadhu Sangastaka by Lord Kapila Dev. One of the verses in that section is describing the qualities of a devotee. That's text 21. But I'm going to read the verses. And one of the first verse, again, expresses the same as what's here in the second line. Na punar bhavam, the relative position of liberation to the position of devotee association. Prasangam ajasram pasham atmana kavayo viduhu sa eva sadushu krito mokshadvaram apavritam. Every learned man, so this is text 20, every learned man knows very well that attachment for the material is the greatest entanglement for the spiritual soul, for the spirit soul. But at the same attachment, when applied to the self-realized devotees, opens the door of liberation. And of course, as we heard last night from Bhagavad Gita, a devotee isn't aspiring for liberation. It's a subset. What they're aspiring for, one thing. They're aspiring for association with pure devotees. And through the association of pure devotees, of course, Krishna is there. But specifically within the purport, is they're not even aspiring for elevation to the spiritual world. And in that elevation in the spiritual world, getting the Lord's association, because the Lord's association is accessible presently through the pure devotees and the topics about Krishna and the service unto Krishna. I'm just going to read the verses without so much expanding. But it's immediately follows the verse, the great significance, paramount significance of association of pure devotees. So the next verse, Tatikshava Kurunika. Who knows the verse? Loud. So for those of you that couldn't hear in the back, he knows the verse. Tatikshava Karunika Surada Sarvadehinam Ajatra Chatravakshanta Sadhava Sadhubhushanam. Sadhu Bhushanam, the Bhushana, the ornaments of a sadhu, or sublime characteristics. The symptoms of a sadhu are he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies. He is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures, and all of his characteristics are sublime. They're sublime because Krishna decorates the devotee with sublime characteristics. Krishna likes decorating his devotees. The devotees like decorating Krishna. And Krishna likes decorating his devotees. And when the devotees that are decorated with nice qualities come before Krishna, Krishna is so pleased. And when the devotee sees that Krishna is pleased, they become very pleased. And then Krishna decorates them with more qualities. And then they come before Krishna, and Krishna becomes more pleased. And when they see Krishna becomes more pleased, they become more pleased. So Krishna decorates his devotees with more qualities. It's endless. For the devotee, the objective is pleasing Krishna. So there's this Svarup Lakshana. What is that? Krishna Eka Sharana. Or from the previous verse, undivided devotion to Krishna. What's the Sanskrit from chapter 13, texts 8 through 12? No. Mayi chananya yogena bhaktir avyabhicharini. Avyabhichari bhakti, undivided devotion. That's the principal characteristic, and all the other characteristics become decorations, compliments of Krishna. He's the best designer of nice decorations. These ones that go on in the material world, they're really like Krishna is the best decorator. So, text 22. Such a sadhu engages in staunch devotional service to the Lord without deviation. Mayi, ananya bhavena. Same message. Without deviation. For the sake of the Lord, he renounces all other connections, such as family relationships and friendly acquaintances within the world. Now, we should understand this in the context like Queen Kunti. She didn't, like, reject the Pandavas, but she was wishing, she was praying to Krishna to break the material portion of that affection that she has for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. They have no material affinity for the otherwise wonderful association that they have within this world. Because it's just the devotional portion or the Krishna-centered portion, not the selfish portion, how I get some buzz, some enjoyment from something of this world. Madashraya kata mrishta shinvanti katayanti cha. Sound familiar, right? Hearing and chanting. Because they've taken madashraya, full shelter in Krishna, they very much enjoy kata mrishta. This mrishta means, it's an adjective of kata, it's delightful. It's delightful because it's about Krishna and their happiness is in relation to Krishna. So, kata mrishta, that's their happiness. The devotees, it's just natural. When you love someone, you like talking about that someone you love. And when you're talking about that someone you love, you're very happy. Very happy. The sadhus do not suffer from material miseries because they're always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities. So even in this material atmosphere, one doesn't need to get relief from the material atmosphere because they're already above the material atmosphere by that absorption in consciousness and through the medium of topics of Krishna. Text 24. We're halfway done with these ashtaka. O my mother, O virtuous lady, these are the qualities of great devotees who are free from all attachment. You must seek attachment to such holy men, for this counteracts the pernicious effects of material attachment. Pernicious. What's pernicious mean? Nasty. Stubborn. It just doesn't go away. That's pernicious. But so we don't have to struggle against those things. We just go here, and that's taken care of. But people are so busy over here, they have no time for over there. Ask people, my dear sir, please take this Bhagavad Gita. I have no time. What to speak of Bhagavatam? I have no time. Even maybe devotees don't have time because they're so busy with their activities. We must take the time. And one who does take the time, all the things that are busying us over here get taken care of. And it's through association that we develop qualities, yes? Sangat sanjayate kama. Krishna says it right in Bhagavad Gita. We develop qualities according to the association we keep. So if you associate with pure devotees, you'll develop qualities like the pure devotees. And the struggles that are over here due to unwholesome association, it'll vaporize. It'll just gradually diminish and be gone. Prolonged association. How many lifetimes have we had in this material world? It's certainly not just this one. Certainly not just this one. And that prolonged association produces pernicious effects. Effects that keep us strongly attracted. What to do? Find a pure devotee and associate with them. Or pure devotees. Therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport of this verse, therefore this Krishna consciousness movement was created. Well, that means that we have to become pure devotees, or at least strive for that, and by the means that's given. This Srimad Bhagavatam is such a means. That's why we associate hearing these nectar topics every day, morning and evening, at least. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. By cultivating such, in the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very satisfying. And to the ear and to the heart. This is one of my favorite verses in the whole of the Bhagavatam. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvidho bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kata tajjoshanad ash apavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishati, step by step. It's just do one thing. Just listen carefully. Very simple. Maybe too simple. For minds that are complex, it's too simple. But when your heart becomes soothed and pacified, very nice. Very nice. I'll share something from Bhurijan Prabhu. Some of you may know him, may not know him. He's the one that pioneered a lot of things. He pioneered the VIHE, which then spun off into the MIHE. Here's another flash from the Mayapur meetings. We approved a 6-acre plot of land for the MIHE to have a campus so they could expand what they're doing and have, very nice 6 acres. That's, I don't know how many kattas and bigas that is, but that's a lot of land. How much land are we on right here? You know, this building, that building, that building. Maybe an acre and a half. Huh? Less than 1 acre. So we just approved 6 acres to have what we're doing here, happen big time. 6 acres, whole campus, 6 acres. It's not going to happen overnight, but in course of time, it will come up. And we also had a discussion about a university, and they wanted a lot more than 6 acres. We said, no. But in principle, it was approved, a university. But, a university of Krishna consciousness, where these same activities can take place. So step by step, the point is step by step, just by hearing, if it's done in a proper manner, from the proper sources with a proper attentiveness, it can carry one out of the material circumstance of life. So Bhurijan, in preparing those, the Bhakti Shastri, and then Bhakti Vaibhav. What Bhakti Vaibhav is, cantos 1 through 6. He just kind of went off the radar screen, went to New Zealand, and studied every day from, morning until night, from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. with a lunch break, every day for a year and a half. And he shared something with me. He said, Maharaj, after doing this for a while, I started getting this realization. The first 2-3 hours was, it was okay. But after the next 4 or 5 hours, that's when you really start getting absorbed. Most of us, can you sit still and read for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? It's like chanting japa. There's one devotee that I had some association with in Mayapur. It's an older Mataji. She's been chanting 80 rounds a day for the past 6 years. She's retired, or her husband is retired, and not just 64 rounds a day, but plus another 16. Could you imagine what that's like? You know, where is your mind? You're just absorbed in the holy name. She does some make garlands and cooks for her husband and a few other, you know, does the laundry, a few other little things, but she's just absorbed in the holy name. Take you out of this material world. The process, we can't take it all at once, we can take it in steps, but as we take it in steps, it will gradually lift us to that position. Shraddha ratir bhaktir anu kramishyati. Just from the hearing and chanting. Two more. Thus, this is Kapila Dev advising his mother. She said, you're going to be gone. And while you're here, please tell me what I should be doing. So he's telling her, seek the association of pure devotees and do these nice things. Thus, consciously engaged in devotional service, in the association of devotees, a person gains distaste for sense gratification, both in this world and in the next, by constantly thinking about the activities of the Lord. This process of Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of mystic power. When one is actually situated on that path of devotional service, he is able to control the mind. Last one. Thus, by not engaging in the service of the modes of material nature, but by developing Krishna consciousness, knowledge and renunciation, and by practicing yoga in which the mind is always fixed in devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one achieves my association in this very life. For I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth. Here, imagine hearing that from your son. But Devahuti realizes, you're not just my son. And this is a great opportunity to hear how to act. So one who hears from Krishna, just like reading Bhagavad Gita, it's hearing from Krishna. Not just a book. It's hearing from Krishna. And same, Bhagavatam is, here we're hearing from Lord Kapiladev, an incarnation of Krishna. And the whole of the Bhagavatam is about Krishna or by Krishna. It's elevating. And so the verse is saying that association, that is the greatest benediction. The devotee and the Lord's association through topics about him. Makes pale any attraction for svarga or merging. No attraction. Not just a philosophical no-no, but no attraction. Gradually, that is what unfolds in one's life. So, any comments or questions?
Please give me blessing so that I will always be in association of pure devotees.
Okay, so what's your question? Not a question, you're appreciating. Okay. All glories to Srila Prabhupada because he created this Hare Krishna movement so that we could have such association. And our mandate is seek it and become good association for others. That's our mandate. You ready? Fulfill it. How do you want? Anyone else?
Well, thank you for your nice class. Welcome. And the reference a little before you have given about the service to the Krishna by devotee, getting satisfied mutually. And also decorating four qualities or something. I want a little detail, please. regarding the service of Krishna and by devotee.
Okay.
This both get satisfaction.
Both what? Oh, you
like that? Regarding that decoration of what this, I want a little detail, please.
You want me to expand on it? Is that what you're asking? You want me to explain it more? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, decorating with the four qualities.
Are you asking me to elaborate on it?
Yes, a little.
Okay, give the microphone to someone else. Huh? Particularly those four qualities? Particularly those four qualities. It's really simple. Krishna likes good qualities. But we don't have any. We're qualityless, bankrupt. But Krishna likes good qualities. So, what to do? We want to please Krishna, but we don't have good qualities. Here's what to do. Don't try to just develop the qualities. Try to develop your desire to please Krishna more. Just like we'll take the example, because Prabhupada uses it, the dressing of the deity, decorating of the deity. Not just, you know, the devotees here in this temple, but anywhere in your home. Suppose you just, when you begin the process of learning Shringar, how to... In the beginning, it's not so nice. Especially when you compare to persons that have lots of experience, it's really not so nice. So what to do? You very humbly offer, my dear Lord Krishna, I'm this little insignificant something, nothing. And I'm very fallen and lowly, but you're very kind and merciful. Please accept this little service. And from the desire to do nicely comes the ability to do it nicely. Krishna gives the ability. That's bhakti. Because what the bhakta wants is not just ability. What bhakta wants is to please Krishna and not take credit for it. Start there. And then everything else will follow. Tatikshiva, Karunika, all of them, all the good qualities. Because it's enjoined to do that, but we don't have the capacity to do that. You know, be tolerant. We don't have the capacity. We want it to be the way that we want it to be because we're, you know, we're important. My enjoyment's important. Just ask me. But that's not a devotional program. The devotional program and Krishna's enjoyment is important. We just have to change the channel. And that's how you change the channel. Just try to please Krishna. So you take each thing that you do, you come before the deity, and you're not the pujari, but you come before the deity and let the deity be pleased. You come before the holy name. You come before the scripture. Let Krishna be pleased. Not let me get some knowledge and me have some experience or something, something. Let Krishna be pleased. Cultivate that. And the qualities come. It's mystical. But it's, you know, mystical in one sense and completely natural in another sense. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. That verse, Shraddha Bhakti, Lati Bhakti Ranukshmi, like follow Shraddha and Bhakti.
Yes.
What are the, means the increasing, means what is the order, like what comes first, Shraddha or Lati?
The sequence that Rupa Goswami gives is complete. The sequence that's presented by Lord Kapila Dev is a shortened version of that. So what comes first? Faith. And what comes after that? Association of devotees that are sent by Krishna to help nurture that faith. And then, etc. What comes after that? engaging in the activities with those saintly persons as they do. You do with them. Bhajana Kriya. And what comes after that and so on. So that's the Anu Kramishyati. He's just, you know, shorter version of that more expanded presentation. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur takes it and makes it even longer. Not deviating from Rupa Goswami, but just, you know, more subsets of those. Okay. Anyone else? Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, as you are describing that to avoid stubbornness or anarthas, to fight anarthas, we should approach pure, we should focus on qualities of pure devotees or associate with pure devotees. But Maharaj, sometimes it happens like we are not, like at my stage, I am not able to say no to the sense enjoyment thoughts or while at workplace or other times. So how can we practically apply that in...
Keep practicing. You've heard this phrase, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. You heard that one? So follow that. Because the principle is strong. Determination may be weak. But the principle is strong, so take strength from the principle and keep following the principle. Because within the instruction given by Krishna is the strength to carry out the instruction. And that's a matter of faith. To realize that is a matter of faith. It's fact whether you have faith or not. To realize it requires a little faith. So you exercise acting faithfully, as much as your capacity permits. And it's not dependent upon your effort, it's dependent upon mercy. But effort must be there. It's not just going to fall out of the sky and all of a sudden you're a pure devotee. You make some effort, but it's the more you make a sincere effort, you realize the limitations. Therefore, the necessity for mercy. Put the two together and you'll make progress. Keep going. Stay in the association of devotees. Hear these messages carefully. As much as your capacity permits, continue to apply these messages in your life. Strengthen those, that eagerness for receiving Krishna's mercy in the way that Krishna gives his mercy. Devotional service, association of devotees, hearing from scriptures and an untainted rendering of them from Srila Prabhupada's purports. Continue in the process. Your lamentation is similar to Prabhupada's. Your lamentation is, I'm trying, but it's... And Prabhupada's lamentation is, you modern people, it's like washing a lump of coal. But Prabhupada didn't give up from his side, and we don't give up from our side. Because inside that lump of coal is a diamond. The real self, the soul. Continue. Not that you aren't continuing or you're like, I quit. But continue with faith and confidence. Not so much confidence in yourself, but confidence in the process of bhakti and the merciful nature of bhakti. There's the confidence. It's not self-confidence, it's confidence in Krishna. That's real self-confidence. Okay. Okay, we'll end there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.